Hello, what's up, this Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Indonesia Today by the Voice of Indonesia with me, Steve. And buckle up, more stuff's coming from Indonesia is available. It's going to be available on voinews.id and the application RRI Digital. And in a moment, we'll begin with the news, so make sure to stay tuned with us. And that was service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Here is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto departed Jakarta for an official visit to Singapore on Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, on Monday, Prabowo is scheduled to attend several high-level engagements, including a state reception and a bilateral meeting with Singaporean President Tharman Shanmugaratnam in Parliament Court. We should say at Parliament House. Reported by Andara, following his visit to Singapore, the president is scheduled to travel to Russia from June 18th to 20th, where he will meet Russian President Vladimir Putin and deliver a keynote address at St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. Indonesia's Central Bank has presented the country's economic resilience and positive growth prospects amid global uncertainty and a slowing world economy at the Swiss-Indonesia Innovation and Investment Forum. According to a statement from Indonesian Embassy in Bern on Sunday, their presentation was delivered by IGP Wirakusuma, Executive Director and Head of Bank Indonesia Representative Office in London, at a forum held in Basel on June 11th. Reported by Antara, Wirakusuma noted that Indonesia's fiscal policy remains focused on productive spending while keeping the budget deficit below 3% of gross domestic product. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
akan mendapatkan yang diinginkan dan diimpikan. Semua usaha hanya sia-sia. Namun tiap ku dengar namamu, makin terbayang masa depanku, semakin jelas tujuan
once you step foot on the enchanting island of Bali. You're welcomed by breathtaking landscapes, vibrant culture, and warm hospitality. To ensure you make the most of your Bali adventure, here's a story highlighting the essential of traveling in this tropical paradise. Embrace the local culture, meet the Balinese people with a warm smile, and respect their customs and traditions. Use your best attire, and if you're a woman with a period day, don't go to a temple or other sacred places. Explore the natural beauty. Bali is home to stunning landscapes. Do explore lush rice terraces, pristine beaches, and lush forests. Hike up to Mount Baitar. Prioritize your safety. Don't climb the sacred trees and get the sunrise you'll never forget. Practice responsible tourism. Support eco-friendly and sustainable practices. Choose accommodations that prioritize environmental conservation and respect local communities. Bali's natural beauty is a treasure. Don't litter on beaches, in forests, or the ocean. Dispose of your trash properly and consider participating in beach cleanup efforts. As you embark on your Bali adventure, remember that responsible tourism ensures that this island paradise remains enchanting for generations to come. Bali welcomes you with open arms. It's up to you to protect its beauty and culture. Bali awaits, ready to weave its magic into your travel story. Safe travels, and may your journey be filled with wonder and discovery.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
percaya. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya. Ku percaya. Tak masuk logika. Tak masuk logika. Padamu ku percaya.
Kak Bas, kata-katanya dong hari ini.
Satu kata buat sahabat bangsat.
Listener, today's music corner presents a keroncong song entitled Kerinduan or Longing by Dian Piscesa. The song released in 1989 was created by a well-known Indonesian composer, Rinto Harahap. The song tells the story of a deep feeling of longing for someone who has gone far away. The lyrics touch the listener's heart with a story about love that still persists, even though it comes in the form of longing. Well, listener, here is Dian Piscesa with the song Kerinduan. Happy listening.
And you're still tuned to Radio Universal Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. We wish that the songs that we've presented for you so far is quite enjoyable. But I cannot guarantee if your day, the whole day, might be fun, because you gotta get prepared for it, especially when the rain might be coming. So just like any other intelligent being on this planet, let's see what the forecast from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. So, listener, for Indonesia itself, it seems that so many places are still seeing a rather wet day today, including in Denpasar, Serang, Bengkulu, Yogyakarta, Central Jakarta, and then in Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya, Palangkaraya, and also in Samarinda. And then in Padang, Bandar Lampung, and Palembang of Sumatra, they are also going to be raining, mostly in the afternoon. And if we are moving on to the east, it seems that the rain will also be falling down in the afternoon, including in Palu, Mamuju, Makassar, and then in Ambon, Manokwari, Sorong, Nabire, Merauke, Jayawijaya, and Jayapura City. And yet, several places are still seeing a rather sunny and cloudy day, including in Banda Aceh and also the city of Medan. Meanwhile, in Gorontalo, I still recommend you to bring your umbrella, because even if the weather forecast says it's not going to be raining, but it's going to be very, very cloudy in Gorontalo. So it hurts no one to bring your umbrella or even your spare clothing to avoid unwanted soak by the rain. And then from this, we'll be moving on with more from Indonesia. And why don't we just continue with this one? This song has been very popular in Indonesia lately, although it has been released a little bit long time ago. So here is for you, a song by 420 featuring Carita Utami with Mangu.
Kemana adanya, oh gila, biasa. Tertekun hatiku, kau menggenggam ku menadahnya.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sewangi aroma bunga mawar merah, seisi ruang hati jadi merona.
Langit yang mendayung warnanya merayu, seisi dunia merasa dimadu.
Asmara senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu. Apalagi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati.
jangan pernah jauh lagi. Rasa yang menanjak sampai kaki tak berpijak, melayang di angan, berasa disayang.
Selalu tentangmu, lalu selalu tentangku. Kenyataannya tak pernah bisa jauh.
Apakah senangmu dan senangku selalu sebegitu? Jika pelangi berkenan, kita terus berjalan ke atas bukit untuk memandang mimpi yang membentang. Jikalau setuju, genggamlah tanganku selalu dekat di mata dan hati. Jangan pernah jauh lagi. Kita kan terbang lebih jauh lagi. Bersama mimpi mata dan hati lebih dekat. Jika pelangi berkenan, genggamlah tanganku. Genggamlah tanganku selalu.
Listener wanna stay updated with accurate and reliable news from Voice of Indonesia and RRI stations across Indonesia, RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, brings you the latest credible and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal. And listener, after this next song, we'll bring you a story about Galunggung bringing blessings. So make sure to stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Telah lama aku menyimpan surat cinta ini, surat cinta yang takkan pernah sampai pada dirimu. Hari ini aku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, untuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali. Hari ini
ku sadari dukaku menahun, tertimbun di balik senyum dan canda tawaku. Tak ada patah hati yang sembuh di satu dan dua hari. Ku menjaga dirimu hanya untuk dimiliki yang lain. Sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu terakhir kali. Yang lain sungguh tak ada cinta seperti ini. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku sendiri. Terlalu indah semua yang selama ini. Izinkan diriku memelukmu. Inikah kisah cinta yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini, teruntuk dirimu di hatiku sendiri. Terlalu indah semua yang ku alami, yang ku cinta selama ini.
Alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better.
Lebih baik.
That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Eruption of volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom clouds of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust which shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the districts, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewiwisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atang Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi village, Cisayong district, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam. Minggu malam Senin gitu kan. Kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post, gitu kan. I looked down and it was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted. At the time, it was not yet. To the team, Saifullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, Senin, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and vibrant. If we stored water burst, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture, also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slowly feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. In 1987, farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di kita.
Our agriculture lands is more fertile. In the past, one hectare land only produced around 4 tons. Ya, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today it is better. Here the land calculates per plot. So 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots. 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung Das has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens. If we dig the content of Galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant. One of them is manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plant, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmers that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung Das does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even Galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada Galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada Galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras Galunggung yang diproduksi beras dari air Galunggung itu,
before Galunggung erupted, its premium product was normal.
Ya, sehingga mempunyai harga yang cukup
eruption,
memuaskan.
The product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice
kalau
quality is also better.
Percaya itu merek
Galunggung rice,
beras
which is
Cianjur,
produced from Galunggung
di supermarket mana
is premium.
Ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So
dari
that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
Cianjur, satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mart of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Cisayong. It is good quality of the rice. The soaking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms. Generally, the soaking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Market Ecology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya karena digabung satu kabupaten.
Itu we produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Gapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah, dengan adanya letusan Galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5-7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mau akan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita di sini mah nggak ada. Neng mau makan di bapak silahkan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If three times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it?
Ton, kalau lagi bagus,
alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or three times. Blessing, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah.
Nah, itulah riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources sendiri, and bring about more benefit bagus, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Indonesia. marah dan bercanda.